All right, I think we are good to go. The call is being recorded. I am here. I have about 6,000 messages. Oh, my goodness. All right, I'm going to take a deep breath. I'm going to breathe in God and breathe out worry. Breathe in God, breathe out worry. Okay, all right, we're back. All right, so as I was saying, when none of you could hear me, I am so excited to be here this morning, okay? I am so excited to be here this morning with all of you, and even more importantly, I am so excited that you are here, okay? I'm so excited that you guys are here, and I know, like I said, when we were doing the introductions, a lot of you are probably like, that have maybe never been on this goal setting call. I've been doing this for over 20 years. Every year my mission is to make it better and better and better, no pressure. Okay, but for those of you who've never been on it, you're probably like, what in the world is going on? This is crazy. But I appreciate you guys bringing the fire. I appreciate all the messages this morning. I had packages dropped off on my porch with a little gift with a Christmas ornament that says, that has Wonder Woman on it. I mean, like, you guys are just amazing. All right, so for those of you that I don't know or I haven't had a chance to meet, my name is Michelle Barnes, and I am out of Highlands Ranch, Colorado. We do this call every Saturday, but once a year we open this call to everyone, okay, to all companies, all teams, industries. We have real estate companies on here, mortgage companies, I mean, health insurance reps, I mean, like, network marketers, direct sales, you name it, all right? So it's going to be a lot of fun. Guys, I mean, first of all, can you even believe that it's the end of 2021? I mean, I feel like I just did this call. Like, what? All right? I know it's been a crazy couple years with a lot of uncertainty. It's been really tough for some and really incredible for others. And I recognize all of that, you guys, okay? Either way, I pray this call is exactly what you need in your life right now, right this very second. You're here for a reason, and there are absolutely no accidents in life. There are no accidents in life. If this is the first time and somebody was like, oh, my gosh, you've got to get on this call, and you're like, wow, calm down. Okay, I'll listen into this call, whoever this lady is that you're talking about, all right? I have a morning meditation book that I read every morning. It's beautiful. And the book, when I read it this morning, I read it every day, and today was just perfect. And I wanted to kind of share a little bit of it with you guys to start this. It said, celebrate holidays, but honor your holy days. And it says basically like honor your personal holy days, the days that you start something new, the days that you stop doing something, the day that we decide to accomplish something that's important to us, or maybe it's that a new beginning. I call them defining moments in your life. I have had many, many defining moments in my life, many holy days, okay? When it comes down to it, guys, like, who doesn't want a better life, right? Who doesn't want to create an incredible life and make this next year their best year yet, all right? So I just want to welcome you with open arms. I am super excited for today. Like I said, whether we have had the chance to meet in person or if you've ever seen me speak at an event or heard me do a call or seen a Facebook Live or anything like that, or maybe a friend or family member invited you and you have no clue who the heck I am, either way, I am so beyond honored that you're here, all right? I just want to welcome you, and I'm super excited that you're here. And I want you to know that this is a call that I take very, very, very serious. And it's something that I'm super passionate about. This is like my jam, okay? Every single year, I feel like this call gets better and better, but it's because I get better and better and because you grow, right? And that's my whole mission in life. If you're not growing, you're dying, okay? Bottom line, if you're not growing, you're dying. For those of you who have not had the pleasure of meeting in person or virtually, I'll give you a quick Cliff Notes version of my story. I don't want to bore you, but I do want to give you a little bit of foundation on kind of how I got to where I am today, 26 years later, with this personal growth journey, so that you just kind of know who the heck you're going to be listening to for the next hour or so. All right? First, though, I have a huge favor to ask you. If at all possible, if you can put just put a couple hours aside. It's probably not going to take that long, but put a couple hours aside for yourself today. Give yourself this gift with the least distractions possible, guys. Turn off your notifications on your phone and your computer. Whatever you got to do to just give yourself this time and to be all in, all right? If you have a brand new journal handy, grab it. If you have some blue pens ready, grab them. I know it sounds crazy if you've never done this before, but it'll make more sense once we get into it, I promise. All right? Life really is too short, guys. So give yourself this gift. There's a lot of chaos with the holidays and last-minute shopping. You know, I probably have half a mind to do still because I've been spending so much time preparing and getting this call together, but it'll get done, right? It always does, all right? All the madness will be there when you finish this call today. And what's really going to matter a year from now, 5 years from now, scrolling social media, you know, looking through Facebook while this is going on, stressing about a couple last-minute gifts, you know, that those people are probably going to forget that you even bought them a month from now anyway? Or will it matter that you listened to this call, went all in, did exactly what I told you to do, and it changed your life forever? You deserve this, guys. You deserve this. You're so worth it. You are worth giving yourself just this small, tiny chunk of time. I mean, think about it. You spent more than a couple hours watching some dumb show on Netflix. Come on, all right? Well, I can absolutely tell you 100% beyond a shadow of a doubt that this has changed my life. Okay, I've been in the network marketing direct sales profession for 26 years full-time now. I dropped out of law school to do this business 26 years ago, and I absolutely fell in love with this profession. One of the biggest things that I fell in love with was teaching people how to think differently, okay, because that's what some mentors did for me. I've been so blessed that this profession has given me a platform for significance to change people's lives. I feel like that is why I was put on this planet. This is my calling. Ooh, okay. Holy moly. Breathe. Look at the light. I don't know why. I always think that if you look at the light, then you'll stop crying and the tears will stop coming. It's totally stupid. Anyway, all right. I get very emotional and passionate about it. Okay. Breathe. Look at the light. All right. 26 years ago, guys, I was not the person that I am today. Okay, I was $80,000 in debt. I was going into my second year of law school, which I hated. My internal GPS was literally like flashing lights, like letting me know. You know when that inner voice talks to us? I call them God whispers, okay? It's your internal GPS saying like, dude, like you're going the wrong freaking way. Like this is not where you should be. This is not where you should be going. But here I was, $80,000 in debt. I've gotten the worst of it over with. But you know what? In my second year, I dropped out of law school, and I didn't really know what I was going to do. I was waiting tables and bartending. I was interning for a couple of attorneys. I was a personal trainer at the time. I've always had a passion for health and fitness and wellness. So that's what I've done for 26 years now. I figure without your health, you really have nothing, right? We're going to talk about that in today's call as well. But I fell in love with helping people's health. I fell in love with helping people's financial situation. And I fell in love with teaching people a better way to live, a better way to think, and most importantly, a better way to be. I fell in love with teaching people how to think differently so they could actually attract better things into their life and become better human beings and be, do, and have anything that they want in this lifetime because you can. And that is what I fell in love with more than anything. I was blessed to make $102,000 my first year. That was a huge goal. This is a goal-setting call. That was a huge goal that I set my first year in this business. Guys, goals work, okay? I'm complete documentation of that. If you can take a person who has no business being in business, a law school dropout, never even had a real job besides waiting tables, $80,000 in debt, and teach that freaking human to be successful, any one of you can do it too. I had three things going for me. I had a burning desire for a better life. I was so sick and tired of being broke, you guys. I was tired of money always being an issue. I was raised by a single mom. We had nothing. She had me when she was 18. Like, money was always an issue, always. And I was sick and tired of money always being an issue. I was coachable, okay? I mean, Cotton, I am stupid, smart, whatever. I did what my mentor told me to do. Imagine that, okay? And the third thing I had going for me is I was willing to put the work in. I've always been a total workaholic. I'm trying to, like, stop that, okay? It's hard because I love what I do. But I was willing to put the work in. So if you have these three things going for you, there's absolutely nothing that you can't achieve in this life. A lot of times people, I truly believe, I think a lot of times people just aren't dreaming big enough. They're settling. How many of you feel like you're settling? I mean, like, think about all the dreams that you had as a child or when you were younger. And a lot of times people just let go of those dreams. They let them die. As time goes by, they start to justify. They start to get complacent. They just say, oh, that stuff doesn't really matter anyway. Well, think about what you're putting into the universe when you say that. I mean, that's probably the stupidest thing you could ever say, like, oh, money doesn't matter anyway. The only people who say that are broke, okay? You know, but most people have literally shrunk their dream space to fit their income instead of expanding their income to fit their dreams. And I believe it's so sad. And, guys, it's not all about the money. It's about the options and the choices that the money can give you, okay? I mean, think about it. If time and money weren't an issue in your life, would your life look different than it does right this very second? Yeah, it would for all of us, right? Okay? But it's sad. And they're sad, typically, all right? And that is what I've seen over 26 years is that there are a lot of folks out there who are sad. They're hurt. They're frustrated. Those are all emotions that are low vibe that are never going to bring them to the place that they really deserve to be. So that is why I want to teach you and spend this time with you today. I've spent literally hundreds of thousands of dollars over the last 26 years going to seminars, hiring coaches and mentors, reading all the freaking books, okay? 26 years ago, I initially spent over $5,000 learning just what I'm going to teach you today. And it was 2.5 full days of goal setting, 20 years, setting out 20 years of your life. I'm taking the last 26 years of all the training and all the books and all the seminars and all the things that I've ever done, and I'm compressing it into less than a couple hours today. So I pray that I can do this justice. I hope that I can do it justice. I've said a lot of prayers these last few weeks and this morning especially to make sure that I just bring you the best of the best, okay? The most impactful training that I've received from so many like incredible sources over the last couple decades. Like I said, $5,000 on a couple 2-day training where I spent setting goals 20 years out. I was only 23, you guys, and I thought back then 20 years I'd be a freaking fossil. I'm like 20 years. I mean, when you're 23 and you're setting goals 20 years out, you're like, oh my God, I'm gonna be such a freaking fossil by then. What's scary is that's me now. Okay, it goes so fast. The time's going to pass anyway, you guys. So let's make it great. Let's make it great. I went to a 6-day training with one of my personal mentors and dear friends, Bob Proctor. It's an $18,000 training, 6 days of just in depth, in the trenches, you know, engaging training. I've gone to Tony Robbins events that were $3,000 to $6,000 and so many others. Over the last 26 years, I see things and I hear things and I add to it, okay? It's hard to keep this to a limited amount of time. I usually do this at a live seminar and it usually takes at least 2 to 3 hours. I've added a few things. I've taken some things out. I've added some stuff that I think will have a huge impact on you this year that will help you go from where you are now to where you want to go. I mean, but you got to be super honest with yourself. And think about where you are right now, okay? Like, let's just take a quick look back at this past year and ask yourself, was it good? Was it bad? Was it, like, okay? Was it just like, yeah? Was it like, oh, my God, it was January, March, December, hey, okay? Did it just go at the blink of an eye? But then say to yourself, okay, this is where I am right now, and this is where I want to go, okay? Please, please, please take notes as we go. Listen, be involved. I want you to take this in at a cellular level, okay? And before we dive deep into your personal goals, I'm going to give you a foundation as to why goals are so important, okay? Like I said, I'm pure documentation that this works, guys. When I set that goal as a 23-year-old to make 6 figures my first year, I did it because I saw other people do it. I thought if they can do it, so can I. I just have to do what they do. I just have to grab onto these mentors and do what they do and say what they say, and I'll get their same results every single time. I surrounded myself with the best of the best, people who had the lives that I wanted to live, people who were making 6 and 7 figures yearly, some monthly, okay? And I said, okay, I need to do what they do and become who they are as humans and as leaders, Now, not all of them. Some served as an example of what not to do. Okay? Leadership is a buffet. You take what you want, leave what you don't. I have picked and chosen different things from so many mentors over the years, and I'm telling you, it works. I was blessed to make my first million before the age of 30, and I don't say that to impress a single damn person on this call, you know, because I truly believe money just makes you more of who you are. If you're a jerk when you're broke, you're going to be a bigger jerk when you're wealthy. If you're super kind and giving and a good human when you're broke, you're going to be an even better human when you're wealthy, okay? But this is more to impress upon you guys that if a broke 23-year-old with $80,000 in debt can go through a goal-setting training like this and take the power of thought and manifestation and intentional action, okay? I'm not sitting there, I'm not saying just to sit there and be like, oh, universe, God, bring me all the magical things today, and I'm not going to do anything. No, BS, okay? Like, it has to come with some intentional action. But if I can do it, so can you. That's all I'm trying to say. So I'm going to discuss some very important things with you that will prepare you mentally and emotionally for you to be able to really, really dig deep and make this literally the most impactful goal-setting training that you have ever experienced in your life, okay? You're going to love this, you guys. You're going to love this, all right? When I speak and train on time management, I talk about what's called the wheel of life, all right? If you picture a wheel, right, and the different areas in our lives as spokes of that wheel, like your family, your physical health, your financial life, business, lifestyle, mental, spiritual, your relationships, all right? What I want to do first, for those of you that have your pens ready, all right, hopefully you have some blue pens, okay, and hopefully you have your journal ready, what I want for you to do right now is I'd love for you to rate yourself on a scale from 1 to 10 on the following things, all right? Now, don't set these goals to impress anyone, guys. Like, be brutally honest with yourself, okay? Don't just set these goals. Set them to get them, all right? I've done that in the past. You know, I've done that in the past where I set goals that I thought, you know, other people wanted me to have or to impress other people. And it's never effective because when you do that, you're not emotionally engaged or emotionally involved with those goals. So be honest with yourself during this goal-setting segment. I want you to rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 meaning you suck, okay? Sometimes we just suck, all right? And you have to embrace the suck. And you have to be honest with yourself and say, it's okay. This is where I am right now, and this is where I need to, what I need to do to get to where I want to be, and these are the things that I need to work on to become a better human, all right? So on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 meaning you suck, and 10 meaning you just got it mastered, all right? I don't know if I've ever rated myself as a 10 in anything because I truly feel that we can always, always, always become better. I spend every single year, guys, probably a good 5 to 15 hours just doing my own goal setting for the following year and really diving deep and coming to it as like a new person and trying to come to it a very coachable with like a almost like a clean slate, all right? When it comes to your family, all right, let's start there. When it comes to your family, what would you rate yourself as a parent, as a spouse, a son, daughter? How would you rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 10 and be super honest? No one's ever going to see this but you, okay? On a scale of 1 to 10, what would you rate yourself when it comes to your family? When it comes to your physical body, how you feel, your fitness level, your wellness, your energy levels, on a scale, just overall like health, okay? On a scale of 1 to 10, I want you to rate yourself. 1, you suck. 10, you got it mastered, all right? Financially, where are you right now? Today, where are you on the scale? Between 1 and 10, where are you? With your business, okay? I would say that the majority of you that on this call are entrepreneurs, or maybe you have a side hustle that you're building to eventually be full-time and have this as a full-time business. Just rate yourself, okay? We have people with all different business backgrounds that are on this call. So rate your job, rate your career, rate it, okay, on a scale of 1 to 10. Rate your lifestyle, okay? Rate your lifestyle. Are you truly living the lifestyle that you want? Are you giving yourself the lifestyle that you want? On a scale of 1 to 10, where are you? Mentally and emotionally. Mentally and emotionally, on a scale of 1 to 10, where are you? And you can even draw the wheel, and you can make each one of these a spoke, and the outside of the wheel is 10, okay? That means shit's rolling. It's rolling smooth, okay? If you got all 10s, it's rolling, okay? But that on the spokes, if it's like a 2 on a scale of 1 to 10, as you can see, the road can be a little bumpy, okay? Where are you spiritually on a scale of 1 to 10? Where are you spiritually on a scale from 1 to 10, all right? And where's your relationship, you know, with your spouse, significant other, or just that area of your life, okay? Rate that on a scale of 1 to 10, all right? Like I said, if it's all 10s, the wheel's just a rolling. It's so smooth, okay? But you know what? It's called life, so it's probably not always going to roll real smooth. And so if we have an idea of which spokes are kind of making the road bumpy, guess what? We can work on those things and make the road a little more smooth, all right? I'm going to share a quote with you that got me the first time I heard it. In the absence of clearly defined goals, we become strangely loyal to performing daily trivia until we become enslaved by it. Okay, I'm going to say it again because you've got to hear this, guys. In the absence of clearly defined goals, we become strangely loyal to performing daily trivia until we become enslaved by it. It's Robert Heinlein. I don't know. Anyway, that quote got me, man, the first time I heard it. If you don't know what you want, all right, a lot of people are just going through their life and they're just getting by, and every year it's just a freaking repeat of the last, okay? And years go by and they go, oh my God, like I'm in the same place today as I was 5 years ago. Crap. Like I had a mentor 26 years ago that said, look, where are you going to be in 5 years? You know, where are you going to be if you keep doing what you've been doing? And it was like, whoa, holy cow. Because at the time I was broke and frustrated, and I thought if I keep doing what I'm doing, I'm going to be in the same damn place in 5 years that I am today. Guys, where could you be in 5 years if you could change things? 3% of people retire financially independent. That's it. 97% retire financially dependent on friends, family, and the federal government. A lot of people are doing the 40-year plan, working 40-plus hours a week for 40-plus years of their life, just getting by. I don't believe that that is the way to live. I believe that we are designed for success, okay? We are God's highest form of creation, whatever you believe. God, you know, Buddha, Yoda, whatever, okay? Universe, fill in the blank, okay? But I believe we are God's highest form of creation. But we're designed for success, but we are programmed for failure. That's probably one of my biggest, like, frustrations. Is that we're designed for success, but we're programmed for failure. I don't think it's intentional, you guys, but whether it's our parents, our siblings, our teachers, our friends, the church, the media, we're typically programmed to just exist and just get by. If you've been to my trainings, you've heard me talk about being the spin master. You have to be the spin master and get good at spinning every single negative thought into a positive one, every single negative situation into a positive one. Okay, there are no accidents in life. You are here right now on this call for a reason. All right, like, guys, I'm a psycho when it comes to reading the book Think and Grow Rich, okay? It's a book that I've been studying for 26 years now. The first chapter in that book is on desire, all right? Napoleon Hill talks about what the mind can conceive and believe the mind can achieve. Here's the thing. You can achieve anything. You can do anything. You can be any freaking thing you want. We are programmed to operate, okay, we're programmed to operate as a calendar year, right? Okay, so now's the time. It's December. We're heading into the new year. Think about how fast the last 10 years went. For some of us, how fast the last 20 years went, right? Well, the next 10, 15, 20, they're going to pass just as fast, guys. They are going to pass too. So it is so critically important for you to build an image of your mind of everything you want. And I'm going to help you do exactly that today. In order to know that, you have to know exactly what it is that you want. Clarity is power. Clarity is power. I heard on a training this past week, order is heaven's first law. Order is heaven's first law. Just as the universe is in perfect harmonious balance, so are we, okay? This is going to give you a proven plan on how to not only design your goals, but how to execute them and how to achieve your goals. All right? I believe that the one discipline that is most responsible for my success and many, many other leaders and people and friends that are around me and the abundance that they have in their life is because they've learned how to set, stick to and achieve their goals, all right? Is it easy? No. I mean, no. Oh, my gosh, there's so many ups and downs, so many heartaches, but so many victories, too, okay? And that's life, right? Sometimes it's tough, and sometimes you're just in flow, and you're like, damn, it's good right now, okay? But either way, it takes work, all right? I've set health goals, financial goals. I mean, 3 years ago today, guys, I was in a place where I'd gained some weight. I felt horrible, ugh, okay? And I looked at the scale, and I weighed the same amount that I did when I delivered my boys, and there were no babies in my belly. And I felt just gross. And, like, honestly, I didn't even feel healthy, all right? So it was time to make a decision, all right? So I set a goal 3 years ago on Christmas, and I made a decision to get healthy. And in the last 3 years, I've lost 32 pounds. I've kept it off for almost 2 years now. And I feel better than ever. I feel better than I did 15, 20 years ago. And I have a pretty big birthday right around the corner, which that kind of freaks me the freaking heck out, okay? All right, but I am so excited because I feel like my life is getting better every day, all right? So wherever you are right now, where you can be a year from now is absolutely magical, all right? Absolutely magical. I've set so many goals in so many areas, and the key is to work toward it every single day. The definition of success that I love the most is success is the progressive realization of a worthy ideal. That's Earl Nightingale. Success is the progressive realization of a worthy ideal. That means that a person who says, I'm going to become this, and then begins to work toward that goal day in and day out, is a success, all right? Is a success. Goals have helped me to become better off emotionally, to become more confident in my relationships, my business. I mean, setting goals have helped me financially beyond what I could have ever imagined, and it just gets better and better. And I promise you guys, the same thing can happen to you. Think about it. All right, think about it, guys. Every single book you read in the personal development world, any success program, everyone has a goal-setting segment. Well, why do you think that every book, every seminar, every personal development thing on the planet has a goal-setting segment? Well, probably because it's a fundamental key to all lifelong success plans that you can't even imagine, you guys, okay? But the challenge is that I think is that we hear it so often, we take it for granted. We all hear it, especially if you're an entrepreneur, especially if you're in network marketing or sales of some kind. It's like, oh, here we go again. Set them in a positive tone, you know, write them down, blah, 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 read them every day, you know, read them in the morning when the first wake up, read them at night. Okay, like, okay, it's for real. But we get caught up in what's called the law of familiarity. Guys, I do it too, okay? But we have to be really, really careful that we don't get caught up in this trap where you get so used to it that you begin to take it for granted. I read a quote one time that said, we would rather master disappointment than seek fulfillment. We would rather master disappointment than seek fulfillment. Don't get caught up in the law of familiarity, guys. Think about all the greatest coaches of all time. They're all known for teaching the fundamentals. And guess what? The fundamentals are the things that those athletes are already freaking good at. It's the fundamentals. You have to get the fundamentals down if you really want to get good at anything, anything. Every single year, I spend hours and hours. So I'm asking you guys right now to play all out. Play at a level 10 today. If you've done it before, do it again. Do it more effectively. Do it with more feeling than you've ever done it. If you need to play a little bit of like low music in the background that will inspire you, do it, okay? But I want you to come to the table today with the most feeling and heart that you've ever come to this table with, all right? The most successful people are goal setters. Actually, they're not goal setters, they're goal getters, all right? If that little voice is saying, I know this, I've done this before, say out loud, say thank you for sharing, and realize that's your voice of mediocrity speaking. When someone says, like, oh, I know this already, like, I just know that they're not into mastery. They're not, okay? And I catch myself doing it too, guys, where it's like, yeah, I already know this. And that's when I take a step back and go, wow, okay. And it's like, if you knew it, you'd be living it, bottom line, all right? Repetition is the mother of all learning. You need to do it over and over and over again. Every time I do it, there's a breakthrough, you guys. Fundamentals practice daily. Fundamentals are the key. Don't get bored with the fundamentals. Get excited about it, all right? So let's talk about the power of goals and why are they important. They're important because we are literally creating the future in advance. Write that down. We are literally creating the future in advance. We're creating our destiny. We're literally, like, shaping our lives, all right? We're going to get you from where you are now to where you want to go. Guys, we all have goals. Whether you've never set, even if you've never set a goal in your life, and this is the first goal setting training you've ever done in your whole life, we all have goals. Some of you just have some really crappy goals, okay? You have goals, okay? You're putting something out there. Whatever they are, they're affecting you. So maybe your goal is just to get through the day. Well, that sucks. You know, probably doesn't really inspire you to jump out of bed and freaking seize the day. If your goal is just to get by and pay the bills, guess what? You're going to just get by and pay the bills. And that's definitely never going to create emotion and drive. Whatever you focus on grows, guys. It's a fact. It's science. It's how our brains are designed. It notices. Our brain notices anything we focus on, and it brings it closer to us. It's called the reticular activating system. It teaches your brain to notice it. For example, how many ever bought a new car? All right? And all of a sudden, you're driving your new wheels down the street, and you notice everyone has the same damn car. All right? I just bought a Suburban not that long ago because I have two boys with a lot of friends and a lot of skateboards and things like that. And it was beautiful, and I'd never seen this metal gray. I'd never seen an SUV that was this, like, metal gray with this, like, beautiful interior. And all of a sudden, so I'd buy this Suburban, and the very next day, everyone had that damn metal gray, beautiful Suburban. I'm like, what? Okay? It was always there. You just didn't notice it, right? Or an outfit or whatever. All right? So watch this. I love this, okay? I totally stole this from Tony Robbins. I love it. Look around the room that you're in right now. Look around the room. Find everything that's brown. Find everything that's brown, okay? Look for brown, look for brown, look for brown, look for brown. I'm seeing brown everywhere in my office, okay? Look for brown, look for brown. Okay, what's red? What's red? It's a little bit harder, right? It's a little bit harder to find. How many are, like, making red out of something that's not even freaking red? All right? Isn't that crazy? Like, because our brain, we're like, well, now I got to find red. So, oh, that's kind of orange, but I'm going to make it red because she just told my brain to find red. All right? Guys, the same is true with a goal. Goals have the power to make us grow, develop, and expand our success. We've got to have something super compelling to draw us forward. And when you do it properly and you're very, very specific, it'll transform your life, okay? I read a study that I got from Tony Robbins, who I think he said he got it from Zig Ziglar. You know how that whole whisper down the lane thing works, okay? So don't be coming at me. I'm just telling you what I heard. I don't know if I've tried to find the study myself, okay? But either way, it's powerful, and you could take the study away if you want. But they said that there was a study done in 1953 at Yale University where they interviewed the graduating class, and they asked them a series of questions. One specifically was the most interesting. How many of you have a clear plan for your achievement? Less than 3% had written goals with a written plan. Less than 3%. Imagine that. 3%, 97%. Ringing a bell? All right. 20 years later in 1973, they went back and they interviewed them. And guys, you can take the study out of this. We could do the study today in 2021 and come back in 20 years and see how many of you actually took the time to write down your goals. And we could do the exact same damn thing, okay? Well, they came back and they interviewed them 20 years later in 1978. The 3% with written goals were happier. They were more well-adjusted. They were more excited about life as a whole. Now, guys, like, I know that that's pretty subjective, but there was one measurable thing that was mind-blowing. And I guarantee you, if you took a group of people and we did it today with those of you that sit and really get into this and write your goals down, and we take this exact group, okay? I've got a list of every one of you that are on this call, okay? We're going to have the same list of people, all of you, and let's say 3% of you actually do exactly what I tell you to do on this call today, and we come back 20 years later, I guarantee you it's going to be these exact results, all right? The 3% with written goals were worth more in financial terms than the entire 97% that didn't have written goals combined. Combined, you guys, combined. The 3% with written goals were worth more in financial terms than the entire 97% that didn't have written goals combined. That's the power of goals. I can tell you that my whole life has transformed me. All right. So one of my favorite quotes is, every seed has a gestation period. Okay? Every seed has a gestation period. Goals are not to get. Goals are to grow. Not every single goal that I've ever set in my life is just like happened by that deadline that I set it, because every seed has a gestation period, and when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. All right. When the student's ready, the teacher will appear. Our subconscious mind is literally dictating our entire lives, you guys. It's our habits. It's our paradigm. All right. A paradigm, if you've never heard that word, is a multitude of habits stored in a section of your subconscious mind. The subconscious mind doesn't accept or reject, okay? So everything we plant in our subconscious mind, it's the reticular activating system, will go to work attracting and creating that, good or bad, guys, okay? Nothing in life will change until your paradigm changes. Look at your results in life. Your results right now will tell you what your dominant thinking is. The only thing that can change it is repetition over a period of time or emotional impact. That's it. Those are the only things that can change your paradigm is repetition over time, over a period of time, or emotional impact. I am going to create an emotional impact today in the next hour or so that will change your life if you play all out and you're all in. All right, guys, 26 years ago, guys, when I spent $5,000 on that training that I didn't have, it was a five-day event, and two of those days were the goal-setting training. I was immersed in this for 5 days in Arizona. It was a training called Journey Beyond Perception. And looking back, I would have spent hundreds of thousands of dollars to learn what I did in that 1 week. I learned how to put my goals on blue index cards with blue ink, okay? I have had these goal cards with me for 26 years everywhere. They're all over my house, in my bathroom, in my car, my day planner, my journals. My kids have them all over the place as well. My youngest just went on a road trip with my mom. So freaking cute, to Arkansas. They left this morning to go digging for diamonds, okay? He literally wrote on his blue card, something like, I'm so happy and grateful now that me and Mima found some awesome diamonds. And he has it in his pocket, and he took it with him. It's hysterical. I love it. They're watching, guys. They're watching. You might be asking, like, why blue index cards with blue ink, okay? Sounds crazy. Blue on blue, guys, actually affects your subconscious mind in a good way. I always get asked this, so I did a little bit more research. It's called color psychology. I always say energy is everything and everything is energy. Everywhere you look, color is influencing us consciously and subconsciously, naturally and synthetically. The blue sky, the green forest, the red stop sign, the green stop sign. Color stimulates our emotions and it motivates our decisions. Close your eyes for just a minute. Let's all take a deep, deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth, okay? Because I need one. Okay, imagine that you're standing on a seashore, okay? The ocean's just like my happy place. There's just something so magical about it. Maybe it's because I'm a Pisces, okay? The ocean's just, it's like my happy place. So you're gazing out into the ocean, and there's a beautiful blue sky, and there's just crystal blue water. I mean, like, you can literally see the floor of the ocean all the way out, okay? Just imagine it for a second. Did your heart just beat a little bit slower? Guys, that's the magic of blue. Blue is a color that brings tranquility to your mind and your life. The color is also associated with emotions like creativity, calmness, serenity, trust, loyalty, integrity, wisdom, confidence, intelligence. It's soft and soothing, compassionate, caring. It stimulates the mind to think more clearly. That's the color psychology behind writing on blue X cards with blue ink. I don't know, guys. I don't know how it works. It just does, okay? I don't have to know how the lights in my office are working right now. Like, you go in your house, you flip the switch, and the freaking lights come on. Like, I don't need to know how it works. I just know it does, and I'm grateful, all right? Same thing with this. All right. Your thoughts lead to your feelings, which lead to your actions, which lead to your results. When what you put in is what's going to come out. I read a quote that said, thought is a blossom, language is a bud, action is the fruit behind it. Thought is a blossom, language is a bud, action is the fruit behind it. Ralph Waldo Emerson. Positive in, positive out, guys. Negative in, negative out. This is not rocket science, okay? You have the power to change anything because you are the one who chooses your thoughts. And you are the one that feels your feelings. And how you feel is exactly what you're attracting at all times. My mentor, Bob Proctor, always says, if you don't like what you're attracting, change how you feel. If you don't like what you're attracting, change how you feel. If you don't feel good, you have the ability to change it just like that, just like a snap of the fingers, and alter the vibration that you're in and change your mind. When you do, guys, everything in your life changes. I want you to set some goals to achieve something so big and so exhilarating that it just literally scares the you know what out of you, okay? All right? Like, that's good. If you're somewhere between nervous and excited when we finish this, then you're in the right damn place, okay? So once you know exactly what you want and you make a decision to get it and you back it with massive action, this is going to ignite your creative power and it's going to turn on your subconscious magnet, okay, which will draw, like that reticular activating system, it's going to draw to you all the people, all the resources, and all the ideas that you need every single time. Dennis Waitley says, goals provide the energy source that powers our lives. I love that. One of the best ways that we can get the most from the energy we have is to focus it, all right? That's what goals can do for us. It concentrates our energy. When you start to operate from that principle of absolute total belief and faith, you know, people say fake it till you make it. I don't love that. I say faith it till you make it, okay? When you faith it till you make it, amazing things are going to start to happen. I knew that if I could get inspired enough and find a goal that's exciting enough, that it could happen. I've set goals sometimes that didn't inspire me, all right? There's certain things on my vision board that I thought I was really excited about, and I realized in the last 12 months, I'm like, meh, that didn't really fire me up, you know? And then there are things on my vision board that truly, truly rock my soul, you guys, okay? Guess which ones have happened? So we're going to do every area, personal, emotional, socially, spiritually, physically, financially. And you have to ask yourself, what do you want in your life ultimately? Like, what do I want right now? What do I want my life to look like? Begin with the end in mind. For example, like, ask yourself, like, I always say, how do I want to feel emotionally? Like, how I want to be, how I want to communicate with people around me, how much joy I want to have in my life, how much passion, how I want to live every single day, and how I choose to play at a level 10 every single day, and how I choose to just leave it all on the table, okay? It's all about the kind of person that we want to be, all right? We're going to write all of that out in detail here in a few minutes. Guys, financially, I mean, I used to set absurd goals. Did I always hit them? No. I still don't always hit them, but guess what? I'm on my way. And then as soon as you hit them, guess what? Then you're like, all right, well, new levels, new devils. Okay, what next? All right? So, but guys, most of them in the last 26 years, I've accomplished. I was looking through some goal-setting stuff while preparing for this over the last couple weeks, and I would find just journals and papers and goal cards and things, and it would just, like, light my heart up because I was like, oh, my God, this has happened, and this has happened, and this has happened, okay? And maybe they don't always happen by the date that I set, but a lot of times the plan, you know, maybe didn't work out at all how I anticipated. But, guys, at least 80% of them have, all right? Bob Proctor always told me, your soul knows the geography of your destination. Your soul knows the geography of your destination. Whew, now that's operating from a place of absolute total belief and faith, isn't it? And I love the quote, the absence of evidence is not the evidence of absence, okay? The absence of evidence is not the evidence of absence, guys. 97% of people just look at their current results and they let that dictate their thoughts and their feelings, which then create more of the freaking same. Just because you can't see six figures yet or seven figures yet doesn't mean that you can't have those results. Just because you look at your bank account today and you're letting it dictate your thoughts and your feelings, so again, you're creating more of the same. Your thoughts lead to your feelings, which lead to your actions, which lead to your results, positive in, positive out. So that doesn't mean that you can't change it. If you would have told me at 23 years old that all of this would have happened, I would have said, no freaking way. Guys, I started network marketing 26 years ago just to make an extra $500, an extra $1,000 a month to start paying off that $80,000 in debt. So don't get real. I hate when people are like, oh, Michelle, you need to be realistic. No, I don't, okay? You know, like, get smart and do what successful people are doing. What's real to you today is based on your past experiences. If you limit your future based on your past, you're never going to get anywhere. The past does not equal the future. Write that down. The past doesn't equal the future. No matter how this last year was for you, this year can be better. This year can be game-changing. This year could be totally 100% different from the last 12 months. If this year was great, you can make this next year even more extraordinary. If it was less than great, this is your chance to punch the reset button and start fresh. You cannot let present results control the image that you have in your mind. Bob Proctor always says, if you can see it in your mind, you can hold it in your hand. All right? If you can see it in your mind, you can hold it in your hand. If you failed in the past, who cares? Who gives a crap, you guys? Stop letting that freaking control you. Now, I'm not saying to not be honest with yourself. I like the plan, do, review process. Like, I do it every year. I plan with written goals. I do the work, and at the end of the year, I review what I've done. And it's great to take it's important, I think, to look back and ask yourself, you know. So jot down some answers to the following things. This is going to really set you up to crush your goals when we do the goal setting part here in just a couple minutes. So jot down some answers to this. What were some of your successes this past year? In 2021, just write, it doesn't have to be in full sentences, it could be bullet points, this is for you. So just what were some of your successes this last year, okay? And then where did you come up short? Just put some bullet points. Jot some things down where you might have came up short. What worked for you this year and what didn't? Okay, jot these things down. What were some of your good decisions? What were some of the good decisions you made in 2021? And what were some of the bad ones? Just jot it down. No one has to see this, guys. This is for you. Sometimes these are hard questions for all of us. What could you have done better? What could you have done more of? You know, what choices could you have made that could have gotten you further along? What choices did you make that just freaking rocked, man? What'd you do that worked? Okay, what I want you to do is write down three things that you want to stop doing in the next 12 months. Just jot it down. Three things, really quick. Don't overanalyze it, okay? Don't be all analytical on me. Go with your gut instinct. That's the God whisper. That's your intuition talking that most people don't listen to, okay? What are three things that you want to stop doing in the next 12 months? Just jot them down. What are three things that you want to keep doing in the next 12 months? Jot those down. What are three things that you want to keep doing in the next 12 months? This is powerful, guys, to review before we dig deep into this. Whatever you focus on grows. Let's start with gratitude, okay? In order to create abundance, we have to be grateful for what we already have. If we operate from what we lack, we're going to continue to create outcomes that match that. To set your, like, creative power in motion right now, you have to operate from an attitude of gratitude. Okay, this is your miracle magnet, all right? Gratitude is a miracle magnet, all right? Focusing on what you don't have, that turns your creative power actually against you. Turns your creative power completely against you. To get your attraction magnets working for you, to end this year, to end 2021, and start 2022, I want you to just remind yourself, what are you already grateful for? Just jot it down. Jot some things down. What are you grateful for? What are some assets in your life? Maybe it's your career. Maybe it's your business. Maybe it's your family. Maybe it's your education or the path that you're on. Maybe it's the experiences that you're having right now. Maybe it's some skills that you have. Jot those things down. What are some assets? Jot those things down that you're grateful for. Those things that you have going for that you're grateful for. What's great in your life right now? What's great about your family and friends? What's great about your finances and the opportunities that you have? What's great about your health? Sometimes we take so for granted just things. I mean, I had a ruptured eardrum for like 2.5 weeks. And I couldn't hear. And, oh, my gosh, like the things that we take for granted, whether it's our sight, our smell, that we can hear, that we can taste, that we can touch, that we can walk, you know, that we can breathe. I mean, that heart that beats a gazillion times a day, okay? Write down what's great about your community, maybe. What are you grateful for about your community? the people that are around you. Write down what's great about you. You know, what is great about you? Maybe it's your passion, your ambition. Maybe it's your desire or drive. Maybe it's your willingness to learn and grow. Maybe it's your coachability. You know, are you feeling blessed yet? Should. I hope so. Like attracts like, guys. Gratitude is what starts the receiving process. Whatever you focus on grows. So if you focus on whatever you're grateful for, you're going to get more of what you're grateful for. If you focus on all the crap in your life, you're going to be a freaking crap magnet, and you're going to get more crap. And those are always the people that are like, why me? What was me? Why is my life so bad? Well, because that's all you're focusing on. And the universe and God is saying, you're welcome. Here's more of what you're, you know, keep focusing on that, all right? What's going on the outside is a reflection on what's going on the inside. The roots create the fruit. The invisible create the visible. If you want to change your results, you got to change the inner part. You got to do the inner work. I love when Bob says, you are only limited by the weakness of your imagination and the poverty of your mind. You are only limited by the weakness of your imagination and the poverty of your mind. The same thinking that has led you to where you are is not going to get you or lead you to where you want to go. Like I always say, what got you here isn't going to get you there. You got to become a whole completely different person. You got to have goals that are big enough to excite you and drive you to become that person. Okay? So the first step is you got to get it down on paper. Don't think it, ink it. All right? Stole that from Darren Hardy years ago. All right? I love it. Don't think it, ink it. Begin with the end in mind. Again, if you can see it in your mind, you can hold it in your hand. You can't hit a target you can't see, you guys. The magic that you've heard about and dreamed about in goal setting is real. Something freaking magical happens when you write them down. You become the creator and you get clear. And like I said before, clarity is power. This is mental freedom. This is mental freedom, you guys. So first, we're going to set these goals and we're going to get so absolutely clear on why you want them. Okay? This is a fundamental key in goal setting. Purpose is stronger than outcome, guys. What do I mean by that? The purpose, the reason why you have the goals is the real reason is what will make you as a person. All right? If you're not growing, you're dying. Look at the end of your life. All the things you accumulate, you can't take that crap with you. I mean, I'm not saying that you don't want all the stuff. Okay, we're going to have a really fun segment on some stuff, some fun stuff, okay? But what you accumulate in life is not going to make you happy. What's going to make you the most happy at the end of your life is the person that you become along the way. One of my favorite books is As a Man Thinketh. Super duper, it's been around a gazillion years. You'll become as great as your dominant aspiration. That's what it says. You will become as great as your dominant aspiration. That's why I'm going to help you figure out those main, big, big main goals. And one main big goal that when it happens, all the rest will just kind of fall into place. All right? Jim Rohn always says the major reason you're setting goals is for what it takes of you to accomplish it. Okay? What it makes of you will always be far greater value than what you get. So that's the reason you set the goals. It's for who you become. We're going to do some thing goals, okay? There's nothing wrong with wanting things. I want you to have as many freaking things as you want. And it's okay to have nice things, guys. There's some crazy programming that money doesn't buy happiness. Like I said, those people are broke, all right? I was raised by a single mom that said money doesn't grow on trees. We can't afford it. Money doesn't buy happiness. Well, I'll tell you, it's a good down payment, okay? I grew up with nothing, with an amazing mom who would literally be in tears every time she had to pay bills, worrying about how she was going to keep a freaking roof over our head. And I can tell you, not worrying about that is just better, okay? It doesn't solve everything. It just gives you choices. But you know what? Money is the number one cause of divorce. I mean, think about it. What challenges in your life might be a little easier to deal with if money wasn't an issue? So it's just programming, guys. You can have anything, be anything, do anything you want. Don't get me wrong. If money is all you focus on and care about, it'll cost you. Like I've seen it a million times where through a person's desire to get the things, they give up their own integrity. Ugh. Okay? So you need to be careful of that. Most of those people typically don't keep it, though. They just don't. But you can have anything you want in life. You have to be sure when you set a goal why you're doing it. All right, people say their goal is to make $1 million. Okay, well, $1 million is just paper. But it's only going to motivate you so much. Why do you want to make $1 million? Why do you want to make six figures? Why do you want to get to $5,000 a month or $10,000 a month? You know, why do you want money to not be an issue? Why do you want out of your job that you can't stand? Why? Eventually, I want you to transfer all of these goals over onto a vision board. I'm crazy about my vision board, okay? I did a live on it a couple years ago. It's on my YouTube channel. I'm probably going to update it because I've got some new good stuff. But you can literally Google exactly what you want after we do this whole goal session, download the images, send it over to like a Walgreens or something, and have it printed out. Okay? You choose the car that you want, the color, the interior. You can Google anything. So you can put exactly what you want on your vision board. Like old school 26 years ago, we had to bring 17,000 magazines over and scissors and tape and cut out, go through 8,000 magazines just to find like one thing that was kind of sort of what you wanted. It still worked. But now we can actually like have Google anything, all right? So guys, here, becoming the kind of person who's able to manifest total abundance financially, physically for themselves and the people around them is exciting, guys. It's exciting to have the money freedom that allows you to have the ability to give and the ability to do the things that you truly want to do and have time, okay? It's one thing to have money freedom. It's another thing to have time freedom, guys, all right? But I will tell you, time freedom and money freedom will motivate you more than the actual money. Does that make sense? The problem with goal setting is that most people don't take it serious and they don't do it consistently or they do it once a year, all right? Like the majority, that 97%, they'll set some New Year's resolutions, which drive me crazy, okay, only because by February 1st, they've already forgotten what they were. A year later, they haven't accomplished crap, and then they don't even know why they're going after goals, and so it just dies out, right? So if you know the why, you'll 100% figure out the how. Reasons first, answer second. If you get a big enough reason to accomplish anything, you'll figure it out. If the why is not identified or significant, then any level of difficulty in the process as far as the how is going to be enough to defeat you. It just is, okay? I love this quote. He who has a why to live for can bear almost any how. He who has a why to live for can bear almost any how. If you have a big enough why, you'll make it through the tough times, guys. I'm going to give you a quick example. I love this example, okay? And it's such a good, powerful visual before we start. If I put a 20-foot steel, like 2x4 on the ground, okay, 2x4 on the ground, and I told you to walk the length of it, and just as a fun challenge, all right? You do it, like no problem, right? I mean, because it's just like a balance beam on the floor, like a 2x4 balance beam on the floor, all right? You do it. You'd be like, yeah, whatever, Michelle, okay, I can walk this. If I took the same 2x4 and I placed it two or three stories high, okay, bridging two buildings, and I told you to do it, I'm sure you'd kind of be like, oh, hell no, right? Okay? But it's the same 2x4, you know, 10 stories high, but you'd be like, oh, hell no, like no way. But why? Well, the how is too difficult and the risk and the reason for doing it are too small. The how's too difficult and the reason for doing it is too small. Now, let me give you another scenario, all right? Parents, you'll be able to, this will really resonate with you, and if you're not a parent, think of it like a niece or nephew or something, okay? Your two-year-old child is on the roof of the second building, and that second building's on fire. Now, would you do it? Your kid's on the other building. There's that same 2x4, 10 stories high. Your two-year-old's on the other side, and that second building's on fire. Would you do it? Oh, 100%, okay? You would absolutely go across in a heartbeat. You've heard about moms and grandmas, like, lifting cars to get their child out from underneath. What's different? It's the same 2x4. It's the same length, spanning the building, and the same difficulty. However, the why has changed. The reason for doing it became far greater than the difficulty of the risk. Anyhow is possible if the why is big enough. Every great success has figured out their why, which gives it the power. So we're going to spend a lot of time on the why when we set our goals right now. The word desire comes from Latin term of the Father, meaning anything I desire. That thought process has been given to us. With the ability to have a goal, I truly believe instantly comes the ability to achieve it. It's built within us, you guys. Otherwise, we wouldn't have the desire to begin with. So come from that place and watch what happens, all right? I have a question for you. Do you know, like, why goals really, really work? I've said it a million times, lots of things. Whatever we focus on grows, right? Right, okay. That's one reason they work. When you set a goal, an interesting dynamic happens. And when you set that goal, you acknowledge to your subconscious mind, like I said earlier, that where you are is not where you want to be. You begin to, like, recognize the distinction of where you are now and where you really want to be. And as you feel that distinction, and part of what motivates human action is a sense of dissatisfaction. Okay, sometimes it's like you got to get so sick and tired of being sick and tired that you just make a decision to change, right? If you're comfortable, you're generally not really motivated to do what it takes. So don't get frustrated with dissatisfaction. Get fascinated, okay? When you're dissatisfied is when you have the real power. One of the biggest traps we have sometimes is success. Because when we're successful, and I'm talking to some of you on this call that are already, you know, making absolutely phenomenal, incredible money, okay? Because when we're successful, we tend to become comfortable and we become complacent. I know, guys, I know that's when I'm the least happiest, okay, when I'm complacent, because I don't feel like I'm living my purpose or working towards something great. Okay, I'm taking a course this week, and the guy talks about our average, like our personal average sucks. He says average sucks. Our personal average sucks. When we know we're not doing what we could be doing or what we should be doing, that just sucks. It's a sucky feeling, and then that feeling just creates more of the same, all right? But I've learned to take advantage of dissatisfaction and use it as a power, not something to hide from. Pressure and tension are what create human behavior. They're drivers, right? They're drivers of action. Learning to manage pressure and tension in your life is one of the basic fundamental lessons that we all have to master if we want to have balance. Progress equals happiness. Write that down. I wrote that down 26 years ago. Progress equals happiness. Probably why I just kind of mastered the mundane, and I try to do something positive for my business, my life, my health, my family, everything, every day. Learning to use pressure in goal setting is really critical, okay? When there's no pressure, no drive, then there's no reason to go for it. A certain amount of pressure is created when you clearly define where you want to go and you realize that you're not there yet. This creates in your brain that reticular activating system and that drive. Pressure can be positive, okay? If you look at it as a tool to influence yourself to take consistent action towards your success, you've heard the metaphor that pressure creates diamonds, okay? It's just a rock, but once it's put under intense pressure, it turns into a diamond. Our goals are the same way, guys, a way to pressure ourselves so that you don't back out. Understand why. Why do you want to be healthy? Why do you want to work out every day? Why do you want a ton of energy or to be vibrant or to be a better mom or a better dad? Or a better person, or a better business person? Why do you want to contribute and give back to others? Demand more from yourself than you expect from others. Demand more from yourself than others expect. Use pressure for your advancement. Commit to someone, okay? We're going to talk about accountability at the end of this. Do whatever it takes. Attach pleasure to reaching the goal and pain to not, okay? What would it cost me if this didn't happen? It's important to do this entire process no less than twice a year, guys, okay? I usually do it now, and then I do it in, like, June or July. And then review it in detail at least once a month, okay? And then you want to go over your top goals daily. Read your goal cards every single day. Easy to do, easy not to do, okay? I'm just saying, easy to do, easy not to do. We're going to do this in a way that is so real in your mind that it feels as though you've already achieved them, okay? When you get to that place where your brain believes that it has already happened, something just clicks, and many times within a short period of time, the goal becomes realized. Think about it. Everything around you in your life right now started as a thought. It started off as an idea at one time. It started off as a goal. Think about it. What are the things that you have in your life right now that was once a goal or a thought? Okay? So we're gonna do these goals in three different categories, guys, okay? Personal development goals. These are emotional and mental goals, social, spiritual, giving, your health, physical body. We're going to spend a great deal of time on this, all right? Who you are becoming, who you're committed to becoming. This is a major, major set of goals that will determine the rest, okay? These are the goals that are going to determine everything in life. The next segment is working on some theme goals, and we're going to have a blast with this, okay? We're going to get a chance to be a little materialistic for a second, all right? And even if you're afraid of that because of the crappy programming that you have, that you should not have those things financially, Like, let go of that. Let go of that just for a few minutes. And write down some things that you want to have in your life, some things that you want to have, some things that you want to do. I'm going to walk you through all of it, okay? The third segment, I'm just kind of giving you a heads up so that you know what's coming. The third segment we're going to cover is economic goals. And this plays a major part in people's lives. I mean, think about it. Like I said, stress, everything. What if money wasn't an issue? What would your life look like? What do you want to do economically? So right now, guys, let's go for it. I have a couple instructions for you, all right? You're going to do this exercise full out right now. Please, please, please play full out. Play at a level 10. Open up your heart, okay? The more emotion that you can put into this, the more success you're going to get out of it. People think that they're going to do it later. They never do. I mean, BS. I say that. Like, why do you think that there's exercises in books that we read? Do you think they put that in there for their health? Do you think at seminars they tell you to do this stuff, you know, for their health? No, okay? You're not going to go back and do it. Right now you're in it to win it, okay? Life gets in the way. Most people just don't follow through. So I'm going to prompt you all the way through this. When I do a 2 or 3 day seminar, this is usually, like I said, 2-3 hours, and I usually have some light music playing in the background just to inspire you even more. I'm a big music person, but I'm going to give you so many ideas, and I'm going to help you trigger your mind, okay? You're going to want to keep your pen moving, all right? This is the key. Just write the entire time. If anything were possible, what would your life look like? Like if a genie popped out of a lamp right now and said, your wish is my command, what would you want? All right? You're going to dream so big right now. Guys, who cares? No, I don't even have to see this. All right? You're going to dream so big right now. Let's get some goals that drive you. Realize that, and guys, think about like the rest of your life as you're writing this. Okay? Yes, we are going to come out with 9 concrete goals for 2022, beyond a shadow of a doubt. 9 super concrete goals. But you're going to have goals for 20 years by the time we finish this. Okay? So realize right now that You're just writing words down on paper, okay? You don't know how it's going to happen yet, okay? Who cares? Let go of the how. But if you get something that you really want and the strong enough why, you're going to find the reasons. What's amazing is the kind of results people generate. For the personal development goals, put yourself in a state of absolute total faith, an absolute expectation that you can create anything you want in life. Pretend you're a kid again, okay? Like when the world was your oyster. Create expectations without limits. All right? You can get practical later. Like, just get it all out on paper. I want you to write as fast as you can. Keep your pen moving. Don't stop. All right, guys, take a deep breath. 4 counts in, okay? Hold it for 4 counts, and then breathe out for 4 counts. Ready? Breathe in for 4 counts. I promise this helps. Hold it for 4, and breathe out for 4. All right. You guys, I am so blessed to be leading you through this. And I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for trusting me, for playing full out right now. All right, guys, let's begin writing. First of all, who would you like to become? Okay, just write. You can do bullets. You can write. You can put sentences. It doesn't even matter. First of all, who would you like to become? And I'm going to give you some prompts, okay, because I know that helps me when I'm doing stuff like this. What's the type of person that you'd like to become? What's the type of person you'd like to become? Where would you like to go? Where would you like to go? We're going to have more fun with that in a few minutes here. What would you like to create in your life? Just write, guys. Think big. Write it down. Just be crazy. What kind of skills do you want to have? What do you want to become? What kind of skills do you want to have? What abilities and character traits do you want to have? What abilities and character traits do you want to have? When people think about you or talk about you, what do you want them to say? What do you want them to think? What do you want them to say? What are some things that you want to master? They say it takes 10,000 hours or 10 years to master something. What do you want to master? What do you want to get really good at? What are some of your career goals? What are some of the things that you want to accomplish in your business? Get creative, guys. Be outrageous. Like, I'm talking about the next 1 to 20 years. I'm talking about 2042, 20 years from now, 2042. Can you imagine? Doesn't it just sound weird? But it's going to come so fast. We hope, we pray, right, that 20 years from now we're still here, all right? But can you imagine? I mean, 20 years, okay? Get outrageous. How do you want to feel emotionally about yourself? What fears do you want to conquer? Guys, we all have fear. We all have doubt. We all have worries. The successful people in life just act in spite of those things. They act in spite of their doubts, their fears, their worries. So what fears do you want to conquer? It's all made up anyway. Just keep writing like crazy. If there's a pause, I promise you didn't lose me. I'm keeping an eye on my phone to make sure I don't lose anybody. I usually have music playing, but I want to give you time to write as well. What are some of your social goals? What are some of your social goals? Like, who would you like to be close to? Like, in terms of your own development? Because I literally manifested Bob Proctor into my life. I'm telling you. He's my mentor. He's amazing. I have something very special lined up for all of you guys. I'll tell you about that later. But you can too. You can manifest, like, start, you know, write down who you want to spend more time with. You're a product of your environment. You become who you hang around. Who do you want to surround yourself with? Who would you like to be personally mentored by? Maybe you'd like to be a mentor. What type of people would you like to mentor? Every single one of you can inspire people with your story, with your message. Sometimes we have to turn the mess into our message to help other people. Just picture yourself as the person that you want to be. What courses do you want to take? What seminars do you want to go to? Who's that ideal coach that you would love to hire? What do you want to do in the next 12 months? 2022, you guys. What do you want to do? I've already planned 4 events that I'm going to in the next year. I'm so excited about. I'm so glad that we can go to events again. I hope it stays that way. And I made some really big moves just recently to build my brand more. Maybe that's something you want to do. Guys, if you're not growing, you're dying. Why wouldn't you invest in yourself? You're the most important asset in your life. How good you are determines how good your life is and everyone around you. Would you want to go to a Tony Robbins event? Maybe it's a Bob Proctor event. Maybe it's Dr. Joe Dispenza or Robin Sharma. Maybe it's your company event, like if you're in network marketing. I know a lot of you are. Maybe you want to dominate and be number one in your company. Keep writing. Who would you like to meet personally? If you could just meet anyone, if you could meet anyone and sit down and take that person to lunch. Now, I've always heard take a millionaire to lunch, not because they can't afford it, but for what you'll get from the time you spend with them. So who would you like to meet personally? If you could have lunch with anyone, who would it be? Make a list of your top 5. Watch what happens. What are some things that you'd like to learn? What would you like to learn? Maybe you want to learn another language. You know, maybe you want to learn more social media stuff or, like I said, build your brand better or you know, get better at your business. Maybe you want to sing or take dance lessons. That's one on my list. One of my goals is to speak Spanish fluently. Why not, right? Put yourself in situations where you can grow. What are some situations that you can put yourself in to force growth? Sometimes we have to force growth, okay? How many books are you wanting to read next year? I read about a book a week or listen to a book a week. Maybe you want to learn how to act, or maybe you want to become a public speaker or get better at public speaking. Maybe you want to train and impact hundreds of thousands of lives. Maybe you want to write a book. Because that was on my list this last year, and we did it. And there's a goal for it to be a bestseller, and it's going to be. And there's another one coming in 2022. So everyone's got a book inside them, guys. Are there some environments that you want to challenge yourself in? Maybe you want to spend more intentional time with your family. Maybe you want to read to your kids more. Maybe you want to do gratitude with your kids every night. Or maybe you want to make gratitude a daily habit for yourself. Maybe it's setting a date night with your spouse or your partner once a week. Maybe it's spending one-on-one time with your kids. So important to me. Maybe it's finding Mr. or Mrs. Right. What does that person look like? Bob told me to put my man in a circle on my blue card with blue ink in a circle and draw lines coming out of it with exactly what I'm looking for in a life partner. Maybe you want to develop stronger friendships. Maybe you want to attract better people into your life. People that are playing bigger, that are better people. Or maybe you want to hang out more with people that have similar goals as you. Maybe physically, your goal is to reduce your sugar intake this year, or maybe it's to limit fatty foods. Maybe it's to eat cleaner. Maybe it's to get that blood work done that you've been putting off. Maybe it's to exercise, to commit to exercise 3 to 5 times a week. Maybe it's to start intermittent fasting. Maybe your goal is to start taking a yoga class. Maybe your goal is to lose 25 pounds, 50 pounds. Okay, losing 32 pounds over the last couple of years has been amazing. I mean, think about how you feel if you did that. Not if, when. Maybe it's to start meditating or to get a massage once a month. Robin Sharma, who's a leadership expert, talks about the twice a week 90-minute massage protocol with his millionaires and billionaires that he works with. Twice a week 90-minute massage protocol. That's on my goal list. You can imagine that, two 90-minute massages a week. Sounds amazing. And they usually fight him on it because of the time and money. Can you imagine? But what it does for them is life-changing. Maybe your goal is to get a personal trainer or a personal chef. Maybe your goal is to stop smoking. You know, maybe your goal is to cut back on alcohol or just stop drinking completely. I have dear friends of mine that, like, literally their entire lives have changed with that one decision. Maybe it's to get a new wardrobe, staff it up a bit, maybe a new hairstyle or something. Let's talk about some spiritual goals. How do you want to conduct yourself on a daily basis? Integrity and communication. How do you want to treat yourself? How do you want to treat yourself? Some of us beat ourselves up so much. How do you want to treat yourself? How can you love yourself more? And others. what do you need to do daily to feel really good spiritually? Like, what do you need to do daily? How you start your days, how your day goes. How could you start your day that in a way that will light up your soul? I guess this is different for everyone. You know, what's going to light up your soul? Maybe it's volunteering more. Maybe it's reading more on spirituality. Maybe you need to find a new church. Maybe you want to do more philanthropic work. You know, that was a huge goal of mine. And we created about 7 years ago a philanthropic organization called Women United for Change. We had a goal to raise over $1 million, and we did it to help basically educate women to start micro-business in their communities. We set a goal to go to Tanzania to work with these women, and we did it. We worked with these women for 13 days in the villages in Tanzania. I mean, guys, that was on my vision board forever. It was something that was in my heart forever. And our whole goal, now we've set a goal to raise another $1 million. And we have so many women and men joining us on this mission, which was also a goal that we set. And we're giving back locally and globally. Maybe it's something like that. Maybe it's taking piano lessons or guitar lessons. Maybe it's redecorating your home or remodeling. Maybe you want to take in a foreign exchange student. Or maybe you want to adopt. Maybe you want to become a big sister or a big brother. What would you like to give in your life? Just write fast and furious. Just open your heart and just let it all just flow onto the paper. What are some of your goals for contribution? Who do you want to surround yourself with? Again, what do you want the people who you spend your time with to be like? These people are shaping your values. Who do you want to shape your values, the way you feel about yourself? Maybe it's to manage your time more or to become a better leader. Maybe your goal is to lead your team better. Anything you want to accomplish, guys. Maybe your goal is to have lunch in Paris one day and be somewhere else the next. There's people doing that. Why not you? Maybe it's to go on a safari. That was another thing that was on my vision board and one of my goals that I was able to do when I was in Tanzania. Most beautiful, breathtaking experience I've ever had in my entire life. Maybe it's to swim with the dolphins. That was another thing that was on my list many, many, many years ago. Another magical experience. Who do you want to experience life with? Who do you want to learn from? Maybe you want to do a cleanse or a detox or a fast. Or like I said, maybe you want to start implementing intermittent fasting. Like, how do you want to feel? How do you want to feel every day? How do you want to wake up? What kind of energy levels do you want to have on a daily basis? What kind of state do you want to live in? Not physical state like Colorado. I'm talking energetic state, how you feel every day. Just keep writing like crazy. Okay, now what I want you guys to do is I want you guys to go through each goal. Like you're going to write a timeline, okay? Goals are dreams with a deadline. Don't think about it too much. And like I said, don't be all analytical on me, okay? Okay? You're going to go through, and you're going to go through each of those goals. And just really quickly, okay, don't put a lot of thought into it. Just go with your first kind of gut instinct. Go through each thing you wrote and write a 1, 3, 5, or 20 next to it, okay? And what that means is that you are absolutely committed to achieving that goal in 1 year or less, 3 years or less, 5 years or less, 20 years or less. Okay, does that make sense? You're going to go through every single one of those things, and you're just going to write 1, 3, 5, or 20. And that means you're absolutely committed to achieving that goal in 1 year or less, 3 years or less, 5 years or less, 20 years or less. I told you to set some crazy goals. So maybe it's, you know, maybe it's 20 years or less. I say to put, or I always say or less, because maybe it'll happen in two. You never know. You never know when you're going to experience an absolute quantum leap in your life. So just write the numbers 1, 3, 5, or 20. I'm going to give you another minute right now. Again, you didn't lose me. I'm watching my phone. If it's quiet, I just want to give you time to go through this. So go through everything that you just wrote. Have some fun with it, guys. 1, 3, 5, or 20. One, three, five, or 20. You didn't know you were going to be setting goals for 2042, did you? Remember, guys, when I first did this 26 years ago, I thought 20 years. Oh, like, you just don't think it's, you can't even imagine it. And then, boom, it's here. All right. Hopefully you've had a chance to go through that list and put a 1, 3, 5, or 20, 1 year or less, 3 years or less, 5 years or less, 20 years or less. The next thing that I want you to do is go through and select the top three personal development goals that you're absolutely committed to achieving in the next 12 months. So go through that list, and anywhere where you put a 1, go through that whole list and find all the ones, okay? And you're going to pick the top three personal development goals just out of everything that you listed, out of everything you did. Find, you know, and look at all the ones that say 1. You can go back later and do the rest. And you're probably going to have more than 3, guys, and that's fine. That's totally fine. And you can do this with the fives and the threes, the fives, and the 20s as well, okay? My whole goal, I don't have enough time to do all that today, but I want you to at least come out of this with 9 concrete goals for 2022 that you are absolutely committed to achieving. It doesn't have to take you all 12 months either, okay? So select the top 3 that you're absolutely committed to achieving in the next 12 months. Okay, you're going to circle them, circle those 3, and then you're going to write a paragraph as to why you're committed to achieving it. Whatever those top 3 goals that you're absolutely committed to achieving in the next 12 months, you're going to write it down, and you're going to write down why are you committed to achieving that. Maybe it's to lose 50 pounds. And so you write down why, because, you know, I'm tired of feeling the way I feel, and I have a lot of health challenges. I'm on a lot of medications, and I want to get off them. I'm absolutely committed to losing this 50 pounds because I want to be a better mom or a better dad to my kids and be more physically active with them. Or I want to, as a grandparent, I want to be able to get down on the floor and wrestle and play with my grandkids. I want to be able to go wakeboarding and snowboarding with my boys, you know, whatever it is. Why are you committed to achieving that in the next 12 months? And open your heart, guys, and get emotional with this. Like, why are you committed to achieving it? And why are you absolutely committed to achieving it in the next 12 months? And then I always teach people to put your goals in the present tense. And say, I am so happy and grateful now that, okay? And that's what you're going to transfer over to your blue index cards with blue ink. And it's going to say, I'm so happy and grateful now that. And you're going to write it in the present tense as if it already happened. I'm so happy and grateful now that I've released, okay, not lost, because you don't want to find it again, released 50 pounds and I feel so absolutely incredible. I have more energy. I look better. When I look in the mirror, I feel good about myself. Like, write it in the present tense so that you feel it as if it already happened. Maybe it's making six figures in your business. Why? Why are you committed to making six figures in the next 12 months? It's not the money. It's what the money can do. So why? Maybe you're like I was 26 years ago, so sick and tired of being broke. I was so sick and tired of money dictating all my choices. I was so sick and tired of it always being an issue. Okay, so you're going to do that on your blue card. So you'll have three blue index cards with blue ink. All right, for those of you that maybe just got on this morning and you didn't have time to prepare, you can get the blue cards at any office store, or you can order them on Amazon, if you didn't do it prior to this call. They're just small lined blue index cards, 3x5, and then make sure you have a blue pen to write on them. And remember, guys, reasons come first, answers come second. You're going to write a paragraph for each of those. All right, we're going to move on now, because like I said, we only have so much time on this call. We're going to move on now, but you want to finish those three paragraphs before leaving this training or this time that you've set aside. And that's why I told you set aside more time than expected, okay? All right, we're going to keep going. All right, guys, I'm telling you, I was just looking at some of my blue index cards. I've come across so many of my old blue index cards that I've written on and read, and I'll literally get chills because they've happened. Like, so many things have happened that I didn't even realize happened that I forgot I even wrote on some of these cards. I mean, like, I'll find some cleaning out the basement, and I'll open up a book that I was reading, and there will be blue cards in it with blue ink, and I'll look at it, and I'm like, holy cow, like, all of this has happened. These things have happened. All right, now we're going to have some fun. All right, are you guys ready to have some fun? These are some thing goals, okay, things that you want to have. You know, like I said, a lot of people get hung up on this. They have negative associations about having money because of the programming that we talked about earlier. There's a lot of trainings out there, guys, to, like, really work on your money mindset, and I highly, highly recommend that. One of my favorite books is Secrets of the Millionaire Mind by T. Harv Eker. I've been to tons of his seminars as well. It's a really good one for changing that money mindset. So you want to think abundance, think health, love, everything, okay? Let your imagination go nuts. You're only limited by the weakness of your imagination and the poverty of your mind, all right? Money's not an issue, all right? Start writing. Start writing right now. What do you want to have? Money's not an issue. Time and money are not an issue. What do you want to have? What do you want to do? And what do you want to create in your life for the next 20 years? The next 20 years. Money's not an issue. What does that look like? You're going to just let your mind go wild, guys. Let it just run free. I'm going to give you some prompts again, all right? Maybe it's a fast car. Maybe it's a little, you know, Porsche or something, some little fast sports car. Maybe it's just a new car. Maybe it's a minivan. I don't care. What kind of car is it that you want? What color is it? What color is the interior? And what does it have inside? Like, what bells and whistles does it have? Remember, money's not an issue. Pick whatever car you want. Like, how does it smell? You know that new car smell? Oh, like nothing like it. So how does the leather seats feel when you slide into that car? Get specific, as money's not an issue. Get specific on what it is that you want. Just get crazy. Maybe you want a yacht. I don't know. Some of you, your little inner voice of mediocrity just went, oh, God, right, like I could never get a yacht. Stop it. Stop it. When that voice of mediocrity is rearing its head, just say thank you for sharing and move on with what you are thinking, okay? Get crazy. Maybe it's a new dream home. Be specific. How many bedrooms does your dream home have? How many bathrooms does it have? The house I'm sitting in right now, I literally wrote down every single thing that's in this house on a blue index card, and everything that I wrote on that card, this house has. We had this house built 13 years ago. Now I'm putting together my next dream home. and literally every single thing in it. It's also going to be a mastermind home, a home where I can invite people to come, and it'll be like an oasis where they can just come to a mastermind in my home. Visualize what you want that to look like. Maybe you want to build a custom home. What's it going to have in it? What does it look like? Maybe you want to have your own plane. I want to have my own plane, not to just be like, oh, I'm flying private, but I want to have my own plane so I can fly across the country and I can speak to thousands of people and make a huge impact and do what lights me up and just rock people's worlds and impact their lives and be back home with my boys and be back home with my family. Maybe it's a helicopter. I don't know. Maybe you want your own music studio or recording studio. That's something that I want. I want my own recording studio in my house. Bob has his own recording studio in Toronto where he walks out on a heated sidewalk down to his recording studio and literally changes hundreds of thousands of lives in every country all over the world. How cool is that? Maybe it's a cottage. Maybe it's a beach house. Maybe it's a mountain home. Maybe it's a little mountain getaway. Maybe you want a boat. Maybe you want a little boat. Maybe you want a big boat. Maybe you want an island. And guys, I have friends who own islands. I mean, how freaking crazy is that? I got to stop playing so small over here. Guys, what's the difference between you and them? Nothing. They dream bigger. They believe they could do it. What concerts do you want to go to? Maybe you want to go to events and be VIP and be in the first couple rows. Like, I always say you're either in it or at it. I like being in it. Like, if I'm in a concert, I want to feel their spit on my face. I mean, my goal is to be in the first 5 rows of every concert or event. All right? I want to be in it. I don't want to be at it. Listen to the CD. Like, I want to be in it. Maybe there are certain things that you want to do with your kids. Maybe it's going on a special vacation with your kids. Maybe it's a dream vacation that you want to plan with your family. Maybe it's spending that like personal one-on-one time with a kid. Like I wrote down years and years ago when my boys were itty-bitty that I wanted to take each of my boys speak of the devil, my child FaceTiming me. He knows I'm doing this call. It's okay. But I wrote down that I wanted to take each of my boys on a trip for their 13th and 18th birthdays. Their 13th birthday was anywhere in the country, and their 18th birthday is any in the world, but it's just him and I, just me and one of my sons. Amari took my 13-year-old son, just me and him. We went to L.A. for 3-4 days so that he could skateboard at the biggest and best skate parks. And, I mean, we drove up to Malibu to have lunch one day. We went to Beverly Hills another day. Talk about some, like, dream vision boarding for this kid. I mean, it was time together that we will never, ever forget. I don't think he's that excited about it at first. You know, 13, he's like, oh, go hang out with my mom for 4 days. Ooh, you know? But I think he actually enjoyed it. So maybe it's something like that. Maybe you want a housekeeper. You know, cleaning my house does not change lives, and it doesn't make me any money. So I don't do it. Maybe you want a personal chef or a gardener. If you had all this stuff, wouldn't it be fun? So just keep going. Keep going. And if you're having some, if there's that little inner voice of mediocrity, like, rearing its head, like, do some work on that, guys. Like, and you can reach out to me, and I'll tell you what to read or what to listen to work on that money mindset. I still have to deal with that, especially growing up with nothing. All right, guys. So we're going to do the exact same thing. And I'm not trying to rush you guys. You know, we just have a little bit more to cover. You're going to go through and you're going to write 1, 3, 5, and 20 when you're committed to achieving these goals. So do that right now. 1 year or less, 3 years or less, 5 years or less, 20 years or less. And you're not going to know how, guys. Okay, let go of the how. And, you know, don't let that analytical side of you be like, oh, my God, well, how am I going to do this? Or this timeline just doesn't seem reasonable. Who cares? Who cares? There's no right or wrong here. 1, 3, 5, or 20, 1 year or less, 3 years or less, 5 years or less, 20 years or less. And again, I want you to circle 3 that you are committed to achieving in 1 year or less. You're going to select the top 3 that are 1 year or less for 2022, and you're going to write a paragraph why you're committed to having those 3. And we're going to do the exact same thing that we did with the last ones, guys. And you're going to write what the goal is, why you are absolutely committed to achieving it. And then you're going to transfer that over to your blue index card with blue ink, and you're going to start with, I'm so happy and grateful now that. And you're going to put that goal in the present tense as if it already happened. Remember, purpose is stronger, guys. Please take this so serious and go back and make sure that you have your top 3 and that you have that paragraph written. Okay, guys? Okay. Please don't leave this time without having those 3 paragraphs written and transferred over, and then the sentence transferred over to your blue card. All right, guys, last but not least, economic goals. This is the last little chunk. You're going to let your mind go crazy, guys. Let your mind go free and just create, all right? So here we go again. I hope you're ready. All right. Remember, money's not an issue, okay? What are your ultimate financial goals? What are your ultimate financial goals? And maybe it's as simple as just starting a monthly savings plan. Remember, for you to change, your thoughts have to change. If you want different results, you have to do something different. Maybe your goal is to begin investing. Maybe your goal is to earn extra money to pay off debt and just get out of debt so you stop feeling so yucky about it and having that weighing on you. That's why I started in network marketing, guys. Maybe your goal is to take some financial courses. Again, if you have that little voice saying, oh, money management, financial courses, bleh, sounds boring. I mean, a 2x4 to my forehead was in 2007 when I went to a 3-day seminar with T. Harv Eker, and I sat through a segment on money management. And I'll be honest, guys, I'm organized in a disorganized fashion. I'm not super analytical, okay? And a question that the trainer at that time asked was, do you think the 3% that are financially independent manage their money well or poorly? And for some reason, it was like, holy cow, it was like a 2x4 to my forehead. Do you think the 3%, you know, who are financially independent manage their money well or poorly? Of course they manage their money well. So even if that seems boring to you, you need to get good at it. Have fun with it. I started having more fun with learning stuff like that, and it was empowering. It felt so good. It still does. And that still rears its head, and I get intimidated by taxes and investing, and I get scared. I've made some bad investments where I've lost a couple hundred grand, and so I have PTSD from that, you know. So I just, you know, but it's just educating yourself, right? Successful people manage their money well. So your choice, right? Easy to do, easy not to do. Maybe there's some financial courses that you want to take. You know, what company events are you committed to going to? I know a lot of the people that are on this call are in network marketing. You know, I would say network marketing is just a personal growth company with a pay plan attached to it. The more you grow, the more money you're going to make. How many people are you going to have at your next event in your team? What's your goal? This is all part of my goals, you guys. I've always determined my success by the number of people I have in the seats at events. If your company is doing events yet, pack it out, okay? No matter what company you're in, more than likely your company has an annual event or a big event. So that's always part of my goals. I've always said the more butts you have in the seats, the more money you make, okay? Maybe your goal is to read certain financial books. Maybe it's to make a budget. I know, sounds kind of boring. But you get out of it what you put into it, okay? Maybe it's to create a financial independence plan, all right? I love the chapter in You Are Born Rich by Bob Proctor that's called How Much is Enough? read that chapter, guys. I'm telling you, it will change your life, especially if you actually do the exercise that he gives you to do. I mean, to have the life of your dreams, like, I think a lot of times we think it's going to be cost like a gazillion dollars. And it, a lot of times it doesn't really cost as much as you think it does. So create a financial independence plan. Maybe your goal is to put 10% away each month. I've done this since 2007 when I went to that event. I started paying myself first, and it's automatic. It's called my financial freedom account. It's called my FFA, my financial freedom account. And I started that in 2007. Whatever you focus on grows. Guys, it starts to be really fun to see your, you know, whether it's, you know, a 401k or a SEP, but for those of you that are, you know, a self-employment pension plan, retirement, you know. So start putting 10% away, or practice even with just $1 to start. Like, you know, people are like, well, I don't have any money to take 10% and put away. You can start that creating the habit with $1. Do it with $10. Do it with $100. Take $100 and put $10 in a jar every month and create the habit. Call it your FFA, your financial freedom account. All right? Maybe it's to buy a home. Maybe it's just to spend less money on stupid stuff. I mean, think about it. What are you spending money on that's just stupid? Maybe it's a $7 latte every day that you could be investing that money into something that's going to better your life. Maybe it's to donate money regularly. What's your goal per month? What do you want to make? Maybe it's $3,000 a month. I remember when 26 years ago, I thought $3,000 was so much money. I thought $5,000 a month was like gazillionaire status. Okay. Maybe your goal is to make $10,000 a month, $20,000, $100,000. Maybe it's to make $1 million a month. My youngest son and I were just doing the math on this the other day to make that happen. $33,000 a day. Imagine the lives that I'll be able to impact and that I would have to impact in order to make $33,000 a day with what I do. How great is that? What's your goal per month and annually? What do you want your net worth to be over your lifetime? You got to think about this stuff now, guys. You got to take action now on these things. Make a decision. What do you want your net worth to be by the end of 2022? What are your business goals? What are your goals with your company that you're with currently? For those of you who are in network marketing, what's your goal as far as becoming a better presenter? What's your goal as far as being better at social media or duplication in your team or leadership, personal growth and transformation? How much do you want to earn by the end of 2022? What rank will you be by the end of 2022? What rank are you going to be 5 years from now? How many people are you committed to helping rank to certain like levels by the end of 2022 or 5 years from now? Or 20 years from now? How many people are you personally bringing into your business by the end of 2022? Guys, you got to have these goals. You got to know. How many people are you personally committed to bringing into your business by the end of 2022? How many significant lines of enrollership will you need to get there, to get to where you want to be? How many people are you going to have to help to hit their goals in order to reach yours? If you have a job, where do you want to be? Maybe you love your job. Maybe your goal is to get a promotion. What are your financial goals? Again, how much do you want to give? It's another thing that I learned at that money management program is to, you know, give 10%, either 5 to 10% of your income. What are your contribution goals? My ultimate goal is to be a reverse tither, where I can live on 10% and give away 90%. Like, how great would that be, you guys? Like, you've helped so many people and you're making so much money that you can just give away 90% and live on 10. Crazy, right? What are your investment goals? Like, I need to have really big goals to keep motivating me. My whole goal is the better you're doing financially when I'm working with people, the better you do, the better I do. If I can help hundreds of thousands of people become financially independent, imagine what I could do. Just got to push yourself. Maybe it's private school for your kids. Maybe you want to put something away for their college. You know, my kids go to a private school. It costs $36,000 a year. This is our 8th year there. You know, I'm a single mom and the sole provider of these guys. But to me, that was a huge why. That was a huge goal for me.
they teach entrepreneurship. It's given them a strong foundation. I mean, they go to school and they spend 7-8 hours a day there. I'm not a homeschooler, okay? God did not put me on this planet to be a teacher of small children. Okay? I admit that straight up after the last couple of years. But if my kids are going to spend 7-8 hours a day with somebody programming them and putting things in their mind, I want it to be things like entrepreneurship and leadership and financial literacy and public speaking and how to be kind and how to have manners and all the things that we should be taught, right? So that's my why for wanting to send them to a school like that. It's huge. Maybe it's to start investing for retirement. Like, what's going to happen when you retire if you don't figure this out now? Maybe you have some real estate investment goals. I want to do that in 2022. That's on my list for 2022. Maybe it's your IRA or your SEP. Maybe it's setting up another retirement account of some kind. Okay? We're going to do the same thing, guys. I want you to go through, we're running out of time here. I want you to go through your financial goals, and you're going to go write 1, 3, 5, or 20, just like we did on the other one. Just go write it 1 year or less, 3 years or less, 5 years or less, 20 years or less. And again, you're going to pick your top 3 1-year financial goals, and you're going to write a paragraph on why you're absolutely committed to achieving those. 1, 3, 5, or 20. Just go through and just jot it down really quick. Like I said, don't worry about the how. Go with your gut. We just have a little bit left, guys. Stick with me because there's a few things that are going to have a really huge impact that I've added to this that I think are really going to drive this home and take your goal setting to another level. All right, so this is what we should have accomplished so far, guys. You should have 3 specific 1-year goals and why. As far as personal development, you should have 3 fun things, and then you should have 3 economic or financial goals. 3 goals in each area with huge reasons why behind them and a commitment to achieving them in the next year. I have a question for you. Looking at those top 3 goals in those 3 areas that you're absolutely committed to achieving in 2022, how do you feel if 1 year from now you've achieved all 9 of those goals that you just set? How would you feel, you guys? How are you going to feel when at this time next year we're doing this call and you look at your 9 goals and you're like, damn, I did it, all right? I remember last year one of my best friends and top leaders in the profession who's made over $20 million, a lot of you know her, messaged me and said that she achieved all 9 of her goals that she set on this call by April, guys. So it doesn't have to take the whole 12 months. She was just shocked, okay? What if you absolutely mastered and attained these goals? And, guys, if you're not inspired, go back and write better goals and dig deeper on that why you're committed to and why do you need to make this happen? You know, take your 3 goals in each area and your why and keep them in front of you daily. Again, easy to do, easy not to do, guys. Put them everywhere. You can have multiple blue cards, and they're a couple bucks a pack. I mean, put them everywhere. Paste them on your mirrors, your car. Keep them in the glove compartment. Keep them in the little center console. Put them in your day planner. I put them in my wallet. I mean, I have them all over the place, guys, okay? There are books that I'm reading. They're in my journal. They're in my day planner, all right? And so blue cards with blue ink, and make sure that they're in the present tense. And you can always go back and you know, add to it, add, it doesn't have to just be those 9. I'm just giving you 9 for 2022, okay? Again, start every single one of them off with, I'm so happy and grateful now that. Have it in the present tense as if it already happened. Now, you have to develop a plan, okay? It's all about execution. There are 2 types of goals. There are results-oriented goals, like my goal is to make X amount of money per month, or my goal is to lose 50 pounds. Okay, those are results-oriented. That's a results-oriented goal, okay? And then there are process-oriented goals, okay? It's the process that's going to lead to the results, okay? If you only focus on the results, sometimes you don't hit it, and then you beat yourself up, you get discouraged. Remember, success is the progressive realization of a worthy ideal. Success is the process. Okay, I'm a big, big believer of never leaving the side of a goal without taking some sort of action. Committed, self-discipline, and sustained action. That's the final ingredient in this miracle process of actually materializing your goals. Remember, visible is memorable, guys. That's why you want to put them everywhere. You have to see them daily. I read them every morning. I read them, you know, before I go to bed. They're, like I said, they're everywhere. So next to your 9 goals, what I want you to do really quick is I want you to write down some sort of action that you're going to take in the next 24 hours, okay? Like, it could be just a super simple little action, but you cannot leave this site without writing down some sort of action with those 9 goals. Just write down one thing that you're committed to doing in the next 24 hours to move this forward, okay? Remember, you're going to create momentum by taking action now. Maybe, you know, if it's a new car, go get a brochure. You know, in the next 24 hours, go test drive it. Go test drive it in the next 24 hours or go get a brochure. You know, maybe it's a Range Rover or a Mercedes, whatever it is. Go do something within the next 24 hours. Feel it, smell it, touch it, okay? I want to see messages of what you did in the next 24 hours where you actually took action on these 9 goals. It could be the littlest thing, guys. It could be purchasing a card and mailing it to your wife or husband within the next 24 hours, telling them how much they mean to you and how much you appreciate them. You know, get a catalog from the college that you want to go to or get a brochure for the seminar that you want to go to. Take some form of action in the next 24 hours. Please, please, please really do this, okay? You promised to play all out. You've been here for the last couple of hours with me, you guys, okay? Easy to do, easy not to do. When I've actually done the exercises and the things that I've been told at things like this or trainings like this, it's literally transformed my life. Why wouldn't you do it? So simple. Then what do you need to do over the next 30 days to put some of your goals into action? Right? What are you doing? What are you going to do? Maybe it's making your first donation, you know, to a charity, or maybe it's a deposit into a savings account. Maybe you're going to hire a personal trainer. Maybe you're going to commit to, you know, making 3 prospecting calls a day or 10 a day. You know, maybe you're going to designate a planned family night and just be super present and put your phone away. You know, just what is it? All right, we're wrapping up, guys. Let's talk about the consequences. And here's the thing. Are you going to live 90 years or 1 year 90 times over and over and over? They say the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over, expecting different results. What would be the price that you're going to pay if you don't achieve these goals? Now, it's great to know the promise that's available if you achieve them, but also the pain associated with not accomplishing them. The fear of failure is often more powerful emotion than the desire for progress. You know, one of the seminars that I went to 26 years ago with Tony Robbins, he had you do something called the rocking chair test, okay? So we're going to do this really quick. I want you to just sit there and close your eyes and imagine, okay? Say you're 85, 90, 95 years old. I'm going to live to be 120 because they'll come up with something by then to help me do that. That's what I'm putting out there. I got a lot to do still on this planet. But anyway, you're sitting in this rocking chair. Let's just say you're 85, 90, 95, whatever, you know, years old. And you're sitting in this rocking chair and you're looking back at your life. And you're looking at all you've done. You're looking at your family, the family you've created, who you've become. You're looking at the legacy that you left behind. If looking back, you didn't take the chances and you didn't reach your goals, how do you feel? What are you going to miss out on by not achieving these things? Maybe you're going to miss an incredible opportunity to go on that vacation with your family that vacation that they never, ever, ever forget. You know, maybe, it got canceled because you didn't do what you were going to do to make it happen. Maybe you didn't get to spend time with your kids because you were working a gazillion hours a week at a job that you hated and you didn't get to spend the time with your kids. Maybe, you're 90, 95 years old, and you're sitting in this rocking chair, and you're still broke. Same shit, different day. Excuse the French. And you didn't create the time freedom, and now life's just gone. Maybe you won't be able to move out of a neighborhood that, like, actually, like, threatens your family's safety or the influence of your kids. Maybe you won't live long enough to see your grandkids if you don't achieve some of these health goals that you've set. Really dig deep, guys, and look back and think about what your life would look like if you don't accomplish these goals. Regret sucks. And there are always consequences to our choices. Then the reward, okay? I want you to look back. You're sitting in this rocking chair. You're 90, 95, 100. You're celebrating your 100th birthday. And you're like, damn, I created a pretty freaking amazing life. Like, my family rocks. My kids are freaking awesome. My grandkids, look at what my grandkids are doing. Like, look at my great-grandkids. Look at the positive oh, man. Like, I've made a positive impact on hundreds of thousands of people. You know, maybe you're looking back and you're doing it from 40, 50, 60 years old. And you just feel so good about the things that you've done, the things that you've accomplished, the lives you've changed. How are you feeling now? Like, if you could just sit there and look back and be like, damn, this wise man, I did good, okay? It's also important to celebrate the small achievements along the way, guys. Whatever gets rewarded gets repeated. Whatever gets rewarded gets repeated. Celebrate these things quarterly, weekly, monthly, daily. Sometimes even throughout the day, I'll set a goal and I'll tell myself, if I do this, then I can go do that. If I finish this, then I can go do that. Okay? You got to make the sacrifice, though. I love what Bob Proctor says. He says that sacrifice is just giving up something of a lower value to receive something of a higher value. So many people think that making a sacrifice is a negative thing. It's not. Sometimes we sacrifice something like watching TV too much, binging on Netflix, or, you know, scrolling and trolling on social media and going down the scroll hole. Think about how much time you waste doing that, that you could have spent doing better things for you and your family to create a better life. Celebrate the small achievements along the way, guys. Take a week vacation at the end of every quarter. Put that on your goals. Work hard. Like, I love running in 90-day runs and then doing something to reward that. So I work so hard that, like, normally we plan, like, a little getaway and go to Cabo or something, or to reward my boys as well, because, you know, they support what we're doing here. Involve your family with your goals. Engage them. You know, I try to make my kids part of my goal so that they know that they're the reason why I do what I do, not my reason why not to. Okay, they're my reasons why I do. Because they're modeling what they see, guys. They're watching. You know, and they're in it to win it. You know, I like to, like I said, I like to work for crazy for 90 days knowing that I have a vacation at the end of it or take a, you know, 3 or 4 day weekend or something like that, or, you know, whatever it is. But do the things in order to deserve it. It feels good. Give yourself a cheat meal or a cheat day. You know, if you're so strict and disciplined and stuff like that, I mean, life is too short. You know, I eat the Mexican food once a week. I have a margarita once a week. Yeah, you know what I mean? Get a massage. You know, if you prospect X amount of people, you get to go get a massage in 2 days. You know, involve your family, your friends, your coworkers. The more people who know about the changes you're making, the more accountability that you'll feel like to actually make those things happen. So continue to just bombard your mind, guys, with things that will support you on your path. Choose the right books, the right movies, the right events, the right people. I'm going to ask you to do something very special today. I want you to get a workout partner, okay? I want you to get an accountability partner today. Don't let today pass without figuring out someone that you can kind of lock arms with and that you guys are going to hold each other accountable, okay? People often do so much more when someone else is watching, okay? Imagine if your boss or your upline or your business partners, or imagine if, like, you're coming, if somebody was watching you all day, you know, you'd probably get a lot more done, right? So people do a lot more when someone else is watching, if they, you know, than they would on their own. So get a partner and ask them to hold you accountable and not let you off the hook, okay? Don't let each other off the hook. And I want you to visualize, go through all these goals that you wrote again and create a vision board, all right? Mine's so beautiful. I'm working on it again for this new year because so many things on there have happened, okay? And it's beautiful. And it's the first thing I see in the morning when I wake up. It's the last thing I see before I go to bed. And when something happens that I have on my vision board, I take it down and then I put it in a gratitude folder. I don't throw it away when I take it off my vision board. I put it in a gratitude folder. Because whatever we focus on grows, right? So one of the last things is, guys, act as if. If you're already making six figures, seven figures, if you are already making millions, if you already had all the things that, all the goals that you just set in the last couple hours, how would you walk? How would you talk? How would you act? How would you shake someone's hand? How would you walk into a room? If all these goals, these 20 years worth of goals that you just set, if all of them happened, okay, act as if, what would your posture be like? If you were already at your ideal weight, how would you feel? How would you look? How would you walk? How would you hold your shoulders? How would you carry your head? How would you dress? How would you present yourself? Act as if all these things were already happening, what would you be and how would you act? Be what you want now, and I promise it'll happen. It's crazy. Your subconscious will mess with you, guys. It'll try to pull you back into what's comfortable. That's your paradigm. As soon as you start acting differently and living out loud differently, your subconscious mind's going to mess with you. It's going to try to suck you right back into mediocrity land and average land because our brains are programmed to keep us safe. We don't live in those days where we have to run from a lion or anything right now, but our brains are still programmed to protect us. So your paradigm is going to try to keep you safe, okay? It's going to try to bring you back, okay? It's going to try to keep you like being one of the sheep and keep you keep you where you're safe and comfortable. Guys, comfort sucks, okay? Let's be real. Your comfort zone equals your wealth zone. The more uncomfortable you get, the wealthier you will become in every area of your life. Here's the thing. Today can be the beginning of a new life for you, starting this very moment. This can be your holy day, your defining moment. You don't have to be the same ever again, but except by choice, okay? So make this year the year that you plant your flag in the freaking ground, make a decision, cut off any alternative, make this the year that you plant your flag, the flag of your life, and shout out to the world, this is who I freaking am. Make a decision that this day forward that you will be one of greatness and that you are going to have extraordinary accomplishments. Make a decision today, guys. A decision means to cut off any other alternative. Let the goals that you set and the achievements be an inspiration to others, all right? Let your success inspire other people. Show people what's possible, guys. You are God's highest form of creation. Create a path for others to follow. I love this quote. Faith and fear both demand that you believe in something that you can't see. You choose. Faith and fear both demand that you believe in something that you can't see. You choose. I love you. Whether I know you or not, okay? People can hate people that they don't know, so you can love them too, okay? I love you. I love each and every one of you with all my heart. Take some time after this call and please write out your paragraphs. Get your 9 solid goals for 2022 on your blue cards with blue ink. Guys, you're worth it. You are enough. It's not about competing. It's about dominating. Get a word for 2022 that motivates you and moves you. Okay, write your goals. You're worth it. You're enough. Write them in the present tense. Plaster them everywhere. Dig deep. Make sure they fire you up. If they don't, go back and redo it. Make sure that they create emotion. Make sure that they create such a fire in you. And imagine at this time next year, 1 year from now, we're doing this call again, and you look back, and you are just so damn proud of yourself. So proud of yourself. And a year from now, we're on this call, and you're so proud of the goals that you've accomplished, the life that you've created and are creating. It doesn't have to take you all year, guys. The world's your oyster. You can be anything, do anything, and have anything. I don't want you to ever let anyone tell you any different. I love you guys with all my heart. Stay in touch with me. Oof. I know there will be thousands and thousands of people who hear this call. If you have any questions, please reach out to me. I'm here for you, whether I know you or not. Like I said, I love you. I want your success so bad. I know it seems weird, but I do. And I want your success so bad, whatever that means to you. Happy 22. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays, guys. Love you all. Let's make this your best year yet. Bye, everybody.